a sports news wrap. Victorian Chamber memberships, wherever you are in business.
Inside Trading's live on the AFL website and the app. It's got all the latest contract, trade and draft news. Our man, Calculating Kel Toomey, dominates this space, joins us every Thursday. G'day, Calculating.
G'day, Tim. G'day, Gary. How are you guys?
We're good. Have you got a favourite vegetable, Cal, or something that you just don't like at all?
I'm a fan of a bit of lettuce and tomato. Yeah,
there's
nothing I don't like.
That's, hey,
oh, you're adventurous.
You're my kind of man, Calculating.
You are adventurous.
Very early this morning, I put together a controversial list of the top 10 foods that add nothing to the food bowl, and I'm going to recap them. I'm actually stuck at 7, but anyway, we digress. You've got your ear to the ground, and I tell you what, at this time of year, about rounds, I reckon around 8 it heats up. Tim Taranto is a GWS player. Is he out of contract at the end of this year?
He is out of contract there, Gary. He's the highest priority re-signing at the Giants. And as you say, out of contract, he wanted to get some footy under his belt this year to start the season and see how things are tracking before he opened talks. And also say a little bit positionally where he was being played, obviously midfield forward, and what that mix would be. Understand the Giants will meet with his management in the next week or so. They're keen to keep him. They're open to doing a two-year deal, which would get him through to free agency, or a four-year deal, locking him in the longer term. Now, he has Victorian clubs watching this space. There's certainly a lot of clubs crying out for a young, big-bodied midfielder. He's 24, won the best and fairest in a grand final year, so he's a star from the Sandy Dragons. He also loves Sydney, though, so he's been based up there for 6 years now and has spoken a lot about that. He's still a watch, though, and it'll be interesting if the Giants' coaching search now means there might be a bit more of a delay and less certainty on that one for Taranto, but certainly the Giants keen to do something there.
He'd be sitting back just waiting to see what happens, wouldn't he?
I would have thought so, at least for the short term. And the offers from his club and from other clubs aren't going to change too much, regardless of that little wait. So, yeah, he's a spot to watch.
Hey, Hayden Young, Fremantle got a lot of impressive young players. He's one of them. Big deal coming his way?
Looming as a big result for the Dockers, Tim. Hayden Young, he's contracted already until the end of 2023, so the end of next year, but the Dockers have moved quickly to lock in him, and he's closing in on a four-year extension. So that'd essentially time to Fremantle for the next 5 seasons, including next year, until the end of 2027, when he would become a free agent. So he's a Dandenong Stingrays boy. He was picked 6 in the 2019 draft, and shown plenty this year with that sharp left foot in defence. So that's a pretty good one looming for the Dockers, and pretty happy club at the minute.
Dan Rioli, he's had almost a career-best year across halfback.
Yeah, he's passed contract talk. So we spoke a little while ago about Rioli being in no rush to open things, and he chatted with my colleague Sarah Olley at afl.com.au this week about that. He's passed talks at Richmond for the moment, so that's definitely one clubs are keeping an eye on. He said there's nothing happening with his deal at the moment at this stage. So he's been good this year in defence. Obviously a triple premiership player. And we know the Rioli name's synonymous with Richmond. But without a contract status there, he only did 1 year deal last year. I think that's going to be an interesting one at the back end of this year.
Hey, Cal, we spoke with Casey Voss yesterday about the mid-season draft potential for him. What are you hearing?
Yeah, he's in the mix. There's obviously less than 2 weeks to go into the mid-season rookie draft. He played well in that game, the state game on the weekend, so obviously has flickered a little bit of interest there. The AFL gave some exemptions over the past week, and that's really shaken the tree, I think, on who clubs are looking at. There's a lot of interest in a guy called Josh Carmichael, 188-centimetre midfielder who kicks goals. He came from the country to play for West Adelaide this year in the sample, so he's got a number of clubs looking at him with their picks. Brett Turner, a 25-year-old forward. He had 38 and kicked 4 against Adelaide's Central side earlier this year. So the Crows have been linked a little bit to him now, to seeing if they might take him in the mid-season pool. James Blank, he's a key defender. Hawthorn's been struggling a little bit in key defence. They've had a few goals kicked on him in recent weeks. The Hawks were keen to get him to train with the club for a pre-season rookie spot. They weren't allowed at that point, but he's been given an exemption to be eligible for the mid-season draft. So they've had some success out of the mid-season draft out of Box Hill players. They obviously took John Newcomb last year. James Blank, Loomy is maybe another one there too.
Calculating Kel in very, very good form at the moment. What about some unsigned first-rounders? I know clubs go back and look at the draft and see which players were taken very highly who perhaps haven't been given opportunity or for whatever reason haven't quite made their mark.
Yeah, this is unusual, to be honest with you. There's 8 players who remain unsigned from the 2020 group of first-round picks. Now, we're at the midway point of their second year. Most clubs look to lock these guys in really early in the piece. Essendon this week signed Archie Perkins to a 2-year deal. They'd wanted to lock him in for 3 years, but he wanted to, so he got to. Zach Reed and Nick Cox remain without deals at Essendon. Collingwood's Ollie Henry and Finn McRae haven't signed on. Max Holmes at Geelong, Bailey Laurie at Melbourne, who's getting pretty close to an AFL debut, Gaz, but he hasn't signed on yet. Also, Lockie Jones at Port Adelaide. Now, Port will start discussions on Jones mid-season on a new deal. He designed the Indigenous jumper the club's wearing this week and key part of their future. But there's no doubt that this is an unusual set of circumstances to have so many players from a first round still unsigned at the midway point of their second year. So we wait
What's
and see
theory?
A couple of those.
Yeah, why?
Well, there's been some bartering at the Bombers. There's no doubt about that. The Bombers have wanted to do Reed, Cox and Perkins for 3-year deals. At this point, all of them had wanted to do 2. So that's been some bartering on them. I think they'll stay. Max Holmes at Geelong had wanted to settle into the team. Now he's injured, so that's sort of created some uncertainty there. Henry and McRae haven't really even started talks to some extent. So there's different expectations on first-round deals, and different clubs are keen to put the money forward and some aren't. So I think that's where maybe clubs are pushing back a little bit now on the second-year deal for the top players. We know that that's been a boon for draftees coming in. If they're an early pick, their first contract is sometimes paid more on potential than production. But maybe clubs are starting to push back on that a little bit.
Hey, Cal, this is just a hypothetical one, but Dusty's been in the news after Damien Hardwick said what he did the other day. If he went to Sydney, of the two clubs there, who would be more likely to be able to accommodate somebody like a Dustin Martin? I'm talking about the salary part of it now.
Yeah, I think the Swans would be more likely than the Giants. The Giants would have to shed a couple of players to make that happen. They've been sort of manoeuvring their cap for a couple of years now, a few years now. They're just not in a cap position to be able to bring in players. That hasn't been part of their list management strategy because they haven't had the money. It's been more around retention than keeping their players. We know about a few of their long-term deals. So I think from a salary cap position, the Swans would have to obviously do some work to be able to make that happen. And it's sort of an unexpected one that's certainly come more and more over the last month with more people mentioning that it could be an opportunity. But I think the Giants would be hard up against doing that.
And the buddy money you don't expect to be the same as it is this year, next year, if indeed he goes on, which we think he will. I keep hearing De Goey and St Kilda. Now, there may be nothing in this at all, but that just keeps getting bounced around. This is not my area. I'm just putting it out there to you. Have you heard it?
Yeah, I think they'll be one of the clubs who are having a look and considering their play there. And they've had interest in him in the past. A few years ago, they made a play for him before he re-signed at Collingwood. And this is going to play out because, one, his form has been pretty solid across the year. And two, Collingwood aren't going to rush into a call on it. I think, really, Jordan wants to stay, I'm pretty sure. But the deal has to be right as well and has to be comparative to what he might get offered elsewhere. So I think his first inclination is to stay, and he's been wanting to open up talks and get the ball rolling there. But if you're Collingwood too, that I can see that their point of view that they'd sort of wait it out a little bit further and get the right deal. He's not going to be getting, I don't think, the six-year mega deal that Darcy Moore got as a free agent. But other clubs might be willing to pay a little bit more and do that to attract him over the line. So I think St Kilda is definitely one of the clubs that will be considering that. But as you said, Tim, maybe do the Bombers have a look? Does Port Adelaide throw its hat in the ring? You know, as a free agent, they've got salary cap space. They need midfield options. So he might be one that could appeal there too.
Go and enjoy your lettuce and your tomato calculating.
I might throw some cucumber in too, guys.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you exotic. Well done. Inside Trading live on the AFL website and the app. It's all the latest contract trade and draft news. Jump on right now. He's in good form. Here's the calculator.